Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. We are in the back of Munson & Brothers. Again. I got somebody you might know here with me. I got Philip Sable.
What's happening?
Dude, it's good to have you back on. I got to say, who would have thought that me driving to Philadelphia and sitting on your porch that day would turn into everything and, that we got going on, dude?
Two bands and 100 shows and all across the damn Twin States.
I mean, you opened up the Blue Front to me.
Yeah.
You know, with Gilbert and meeting Jimmy. And, you know, it's a labor of love, but even, like, running sound while you're not there.
Oh, my God. I love running. Well, no, I don't. I'm not. Running sound is not my favorite thing to do. And, you know, but decent at it, I guess. Decent enough at it. But, yeah. I mean, you feel my pain, though. Because you can never get
anybody
just right.
And with those old timers, I'm not saying anything bad about them.
They don't talk very loud. It must be.
Yeah, and when you get to checking them, like, they know what they want to sound like, but they don't know how to convey it.
Right. And instead of trying to convey it, they just get mad at you.
Yeah, I remember, like, last time it was Ariel and Jimmy. And, you know, I was trying to get them fixed up going. It's like, boy, do you know what the hell you're doing? I said, do you?
yeah, that's the same. And then the next night, it was the same thing. All them people, they had the big old jam at the end. And I'm trying to play harmonica in the jam and fix everybody at the same time. This guy's feeding back. Uh-huh. Don't know what's going on over here. You know what I mean? Drummer's playing out his gourd because it was the drummer, the guy we had previously discussed.
Yeah, that guy. But I want to back it up. Just for those listening, this is like, I think you're maybe fourth time on the show.
Fourth.
I know. I've done Ariel Superbad.
Yeah. Well, this might be fifth. Okay, so you did my house.
Uh-huh.
And then we had me and Matt did one time somewhere.
Here.
Okay, that was what I was thinking about. Two. Then you got Ariel Superbad.
That was back before this was all this.
Right, yeah.
It used to be a couch back then.
Right. Four then. I think that makes four. I'm gonna say that makes four. And so we did the one at the Blue Front also.
I want to backtrack with you just for a second, those who may have not have caught the first one, but man, guitar, how'd that come in your life? Like, what made you want to play guitar?
It's kind of hard to tell. Like, I played sports, everything, football, baseball, tennis, basketball. I played tennis in college and stuff. But I always loved music, you know, over everything. But when I turned 16, I got a guitar for my birthday. And I just would spend, you know, I'd get home from school and go sit in my room and play guitar till 3 in the morning and go to school and then come home, sit in my room, play guitar till 3 in the morning. And, man, I sucked. You know what I mean? I sucked. I didn't know what I was doing. I knew a couple people that showed me a couple things along the way, but I kind of just taught everything to myself. And that's why I have, like, a real unique way of playing, especially solo, you know what I mean? I have a real, real unique way of playing.
Yeah.
F- filling in a lot of space by myself, and you know what I mean, because that's how I learned. And playing with my fingers because I could never remember where I put my pick. So,
and I mean, just before we move on from this, is Gilbert Vowell helped open up a door for Ben Tony and Blue Front and Jimmy Duck Combs, right?
Yeah, he's the one. He. I knew Gilbert's. I met Gilbert's son when he was one of my first friends when I moved here. Kyle moved here from California, and Kyle was one of the first guys. Was real cool to me, so I always knew who Gilbert was, you know. But he had kind of followed my music and stuff a little bit, and he was always telling me, I need to get you over here. This Ben Tony Blues, I need to get you over here. And one day he finally just like put his foot down. He's like, you're coming with me. So he took me over there on just random day when there wasn't really a whole lot going on, and to meet Jimmy Duck and learn from him and play with him. And then some people came in, you know, we played that night and that kind of stuff, and it was a lot of fun. And then I went back shortly after for the album release party for the album that was nominated for the Grammy, the Cypress Grove.
Yeah, the one that
when they did the release party. Yeah, when Easy Eyes folks came around and Michael Schultz and all them, and so that was like my first taste of how big the Blue Front could kind of be. You know what I mean? Because there was people everywhere, and here I am playing. And Jimmy, that's when Jimmy was kind of putting me to the test, and he was like, "Get in there and play." You know what I mean? Get in there and play. Let's see what you got. You know, kind of thing. But
I love that about those old timers.
Yeah,
and just to, you know, I don't. It is a test as much as I believe like Duck already knew that you could.
Yeah.
Or he wouldn't have let you.
Well, see, like when I first got in there, like when I first went in there, he didn't just like immediately start teaching me stuff. Like he was over there talking to Gilbert.
We talked about this too, because I went down to Ben Tony to have him on the podcast and to learn a little bit about Ben Tony's style. The first time I went down there, it was me and him and his grandson.
Yeah,
and EJ,
something like that.
Yeah, and we sat right there in the Blue Front, and we talked 30 minutes. And I could tell, I was like, "We're not interviewing. We're not making music. He's filling me out.
Meeting him.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're meeting him.
Yeah, yeah."
And by the way, if you're unfamiliar, like Ben Tony, it ain't like just hopping off interstate. Like, you have to be intentionally going.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. You don't even pass by there on the major highway that's out there between Flora and you know, I forget what highway that is, but you have to get off at that store and then go down for a minute, and then you take another road, and then bam, you're in this town of 700 people, 500 people maybe.
Infamous railroad.
Yeah, with a railroad running right behind it. I mean, the last time, last year's festival, I think it was a festival, it was one of the times, but me and Kelsey are sleeping in our tent.
Yeah, that was
Hunter
the last one.
Hunter and Megan sleeping in their tent next to us, and like all night the railroad trains. The trains was coming down through there, waking me and Kelsey up. We just didn't sleep worth a crap. And wake up the next day, talk to Hunter and them, like, "What train?" I'm like, "Man, you gotta be kidding me right now. There ain't no way you slept through the 15 Amtrak's that came by in the middle of the night last night." Like, "No, man, I never heard anything. Gotta be kidding me." But yeah, back to what we were talking about. When I first got there, Jimmy Duck, he's sitting there talking to Gilbert, and I just kind of wander over there to the guitars, and I'm standing there looking at them, and I pick one up, and I was kind of like hollered across the room, like, "Is it okay if I play this?" And Jimmy Duck just has this look on his face, like, "Sure, go ahead." You know what I mean? Like, because he knows it's tuned in Bentonia already, so he, "Sure, go ahead." And I pick it up and I strum it, and I was like, "Okay,
oh shit,
all right, that's weird." That's weird. But then I kind of get the idea that like the top string and the bottom string are the same, okay, and then the third string here, that's the same. So I really know he's going for an open tuning here, but something's a little different, you know what I mean? So I'm messing around with it over there, and Jimmy Duck just comes walking over there, and he goes, "You almost got it. This string right here, you got to put your first finger on this fret, and then you got that open tuning." And I was like, "Well, hell, there you go. I knew it." You know, it's like, "It's open, but it's in minor. And you put that finger down, you got your major there." And I was like, "Well, hell, that's what I'm talking about."
And not only that, with people unfamiliar with Bentonia, is one thing. Like, if you're familiar with hill country blues, there's this idea, and rock and roll took it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
You have a drone note on the bass side.
Right.
That's constantly
coming back
bumping.
To it. Coming right back to it. Dum, yeah, that's dum, it. Dum.
And then while you're running on those higher strings... And so you met Kai at the last Porch Fest, King Kai and the Heretics. It's drone rock.
Right.
And, like, he executes it perfectly. Like, right. there's a drone all the way through.
Right.
And it's that hypnosis. Like, Hill Country Blues is very yeah. hypnotic.
Right. And
but the, Bentonia is just a right. touch different.
It is. And that Junior Kimbrough stuff is kind of the same, too. But it's like, it's all in a little different key and with a little different feel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, that it's all, and it's, but it's all got that bouncy. You know, that bouncy, quick, upbeat, kind of bluesy style. But, like, yeah, but like Bentonia's got a that kind of dark overtones to it. You know what I mean? Like, you can that's what makes Bentonia Blues special is cause you can almost feel, like, the pain of working in cotton fields. You know what I mean? Like, you can almost feel it just from the essence of these songs. They're so deep and that low C sharp, you know what I mean? It's way down there, and it's just got that same droney kind of thing, but it's just like real deep.
And the way Duck does it, and like I haven't had as many lessons. I've had I think two just short lessons yeah. with Duck now, and
which they're all short lessons.
Yeah, yeah. He's not gonna do a. He's just gonna give you a little bit, a little bite at a time.
Yeah, every time you go, you get a little more taste every time you sit down with him. But he ain't ever gonna give it all to you.
Yeah. yeah.
But you probably had to spend 10 years out there once a week to get it all.
You, but then you got cats like Ryan Lee Crosby and Robert Conley Farr.
Yeah.
And they do it justice.
Yeah.
I would say Ryan Lee kills. Like his Winter yeah. Hill Blues that recently came out.
Yeah, yeah,
it's been
Ryan.
Getting great reviews.
Ryan Lee's good, man. And I got his I got some good recording of him last year and got it to him, so I know he even if he never does anything, I know he's happy to have that.
Yeah,
him from the Bentonia Blues Festival. Uh-huh. You know.
But and this is a promotional for the Bentonia Fest, which kicks off on the 16th of June, which is a Wednesday, and it goes all the way till Saturday.
Saturday.
The Groove Johnson. This is the best time slot we've had
ever
that
yeah.
I know of. We're right before Libby Ray.
Right. Right on Saturday. Right before we're on the big day, we're on the jamming day, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Yeah. And, I mean, it is what it is. That's what I was told years ago. You're not gonna come out there your first year and get the old Saturday shot. You know what I mean?
You know,
like, we moved up. The first year I played there, I think I played by myself.
Uh-huh.
And during the festival. And this is my third festival, I believe.
This is my second, my third time playing there.
Right. This is my third festival, and I've probably played there, like, 8-9 times now, and I'm inside and outside and all that. But I think the first year of the festival I played by myself out there, and then last year, this might be my 2020 was my first festival. 2019 was my first time playing there.
Okay.
In the fall of 2019. So yeah, the first festival, and then last year's festival was where we played on Friday last year. The first year, I think I played on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So this year on Saturday, that's awesome. You know what I mean? Yes. And go have all the boys with us from the Cosmic Gravy.
Yeah, and so we'll get into this if y'all are unfamiliar. This is Porch Talk history here, though. But the Groove Johnson, Philip and I met on his porch. Months down the road, he would ask me to play bass.
Yep.
And for Groove Johnson, and we started playing the Blue Front, and we've played in the Shelby County Fair, but I think that's exclusively it as far as group. No, we played here as Groove Johnson.
We played here.
And Burning Piano.
And we played Burning Piano, yeah, all in the one night. I feel like there's more, too. There's just...
I think, yeah.
We played the fair, and that's fun. You know, the fair's a good time. It's a unique thing, so...
Yeah. And then there's this thing called Cosmic Gravy.
Yeah. This whole other animal that we got going on with the, it's almost the same, but it's not at all. You know what I mean? Like, it's me, it's Alan, it's Matt, and then you add Hunter, and then every now and then we can talk our buddy Joey into come playing a little percussion with us, and then we got our boy Diesel McFlipperson, Ben Dolphine. He's our sound man, and he's our roadie. He's our biggest supporter. He's our help. And then, you know,
he's learning how to run sound.
Right. He's doing a good job.
And on top of that,
yeah.
he is learning his sound.
Yeah. And we're trying, you know, the ultimate goal is to get him to out from under us and let him play his own shows.
Yeah,
get that chicken
out of the roost.
Yeah, you got to pass it on, man. I've always thought that, and I've always tried to do that. We've had numerous people throughout the years open for us and go on to do big things and go on to do better things. So it's nice to bring somebody that maybe necessarily hasn't had a lot of opportunity but has the talent and give them a shot, you know. Because sometimes that's all people need is one shot, and they got the confidence, and they're booking their own gigs, and, you know.
I'll never forget the look on Diesel's face when we were sound checking at the keg, and you gave him your guitar, and you stepped out to hear it, and you told him what key to play in and where to go, and it sounded good. It's like the light turned on.
It blew that man's mind,
And I was like, that's still, like, one of my favorite moments. But the last show that we played, probably our best show, at the Julep Room Ocean Springs. And we're coming off of that. We got one more show. This episode, the show already happened. But last show is in Natchez at Natchez Brewing. But I'm excited about this is taking the month of July off.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to – man, we've all, you know, with work and – gigs, we've all been going so hard that we haven't had a time to practice. We've added songs on the fly. Like we literally had no time to practice them. Me and Hunter would test them one time at a duo gig, and then boom, next night it's in our rotation. And it's going to be so nice to have a little practice time, try to get a little something recorded, relax, you know what I mean? Take a little bit of that pressure off, and then we get, you know, we hit it back, Blue Canoe and stuff in September, and we're kicking again, so...
And that's just it. And so, just to go back to the Bentonia Blues Festival for a second, is guys, if y'all have never been, this, it's not just like Mississippi fame. It's not like Delta fame. This is a worldwide thing,
right? Like I've met people from numerous countries, more countries than
Japan.
I can count.
That was one of the most.
Yeah. My boy Tomoyoko Ishii, coolest dude there is. Man, he can play some blues too, straight from Japan.
That's crazy. It's like worldwide, and that's where you go.
Yeah. You can go anywhere in the world. You are from Japan.
Yeah.
And you can go anywhere in the world. You go to this dusty little town on the edge of the Delta called Bentonia with 500 people in it. I don't know how big the Blue Front gets. It's hard to describe, but we're talking 20-foot wide by 40-foot long building. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a whole lot going on here, but... It's, you know, it doesn't look like much, but there's more spirit floating around that place than anywhere I've ever been.
There's nothing like it, and I don't, you know, as long as it's able, unless I had, like, I had to be somewhere else, like I was gigging somewhere else, but I don't think I would ever do that to myself.
Yeah,
I want to be there.
I'm leaving that open. Yeah. That one and the anniversary every year.
Yeah.
And those are the two dates that I will not book anything else. Like, I don't care what you want me to do. I really don't. Like, it would take, like, I don't know, opening for Widespread Panic. It's something like that for me to not play that, you know, during the festival. And I would probably still play, just move it to another day, you know.
You know, and the synonymous thing between, like, Groove Johnson and Cosmic Gravy, I'll say this, is, like, I think about Andy Yeoman from Mobile. He just happened to be at the Blue Front last year. He's friended us on Facebook, and he's been a huge supporter of liking our posts and engaging with us. And
he, you know, a lot of the fans of Cosmic Gravy are fans of good music. And, you know, a lot of that transfers over to the blues. So a lot of that works well. You know, a lot of the people that are going to like one are going to like the other, even though they're not even remotely the same. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, we play some blues stuff in Cosmic Gravy, but Cosmic Gravy is not a blues band by any means. You know what I mean? I don't know. You're more of a southern rock jam band. I mean, I feel like you're not doing a good job as a musician unless your music's hard to nail down in the genre. You know what I mean?
And it really is. And like, even like with Groove Johnson, like, you know, it's like, well, tell me about Groove Johnson. I was, well, we're a
it's that funky ass.
We're a raunchy ass juke joint. Bentonian blues style.
Right. Like, I don't know
what
to do.
Does that do it for you?
Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah, it makes sense to me. You know what I mean? You know? Everybody, but it's kind of that. You got to know what you're talking. You got to know what they're talking about to even know what music it is. But it's good stuff. And it's the kind of music that you might not ever pick up an album and buy it or something like that. But if you walked in a place and you heard it, you'd be moving.
You'd know it.
Yeah.
It's like I was telling you not to keep blowing smoke up the band's ass, but I had just got here. I had my window down and I was finishing my cigarette, and this couple walked out and they're looking at who's playing tonight, and they see Groove Johnson. Now it's just you tonight.
Yeah,
they put on the marquee Groove Johnson, And, you know, they were looking at it, and the guy says, oh, Groove Johnson's playing tonight. I've heard of them. They're like, they're a blues band.
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. And yeah. I was like, because I was just waiting to interject, and I was
right. I'm going to see what this guy says. Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't have to say anything.
All right. That's cool. And so, that make you feel validated, little, you know what I mean?
A little notoriety.
Just like the way the Cosmic Gravy shirts have been flying off the shelves, you know, that's validation.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, thank y'all very much, because y'all have officially almost sold us out of shirts twice as fast as we could get them. Hey, we get them, sell them out. Get them, sell them out. So we're right there again. And, you know, if you want some merch for us, be patient with us. The shipping and everything's hard right now. We're working on getting some more.
We're also working on some cool new designs. Like, we might be introducing the state bird of Mississippi.
Yeah, the new unofficial state bird of Mississippi. But, yeah, with some really cool people, man. And I'm going to tell you, this tour we've been on, these stretch of shows that Gravy's played for the last... Yeah, a few months, you know, we have met some really cool people. We have had some really cool after show experiences with
Shout out to Maverick. I still want that 2-bedroom apartment you have on your eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Shout out to old Scotty Too Hotty. You know who you are down there in Orange Beach, you know. shout out to all y'all, man.
Oh, Scotty Too Hotty got a special place.
He's got a special place in the Gravy lore for sure. But we, you know, we got we've met a many of y'all from Starful, Tupelo, Orange Beach. You know what I mean?
It's always Ocean like Springs, family, man.
Yeah, all these people have just soaked it up, and we've had some great shows and had some great response to the merchandise and the music and just people loving it. So, you know, we're trying to spread that message of love and enjoyment and just having a good time and not. You know, maybe you got a stressful ass life, but for 4 hours, come jam with us. You know what I mean?
I was recently on another podcast, and they were asking me to describe, like, you know, the band and like what a good show is. It's like, if I look out into the crowd and people aren't shaking their ass,
yeah,
we ain't hitting it.
Right, right. Because I mean, like I said, it's the same kind of vibe. It's. Even if you didn't like this, even if you would never listen to the stuff that we play on the radio, if you walk into the bar, you're just going to be moving. I mean, you see it. People come in the door and just be dancing on their way back to the bar to get something mm-hmm. to drink. You know what I mean? It's just the kind of stuff that gets you moving, you know, especially when we got everybody, you know, we really hit some cool licks and we go off in some cool stuff. So if you ever get a chance to see Cosmic Gravy, you don't want to miss it because I feel like we're going to be moving on up pretty soon, you know what I mean?
I'm excited about that. I'm happy for that.
Especially with this little break, and if we can... We got some hits, guys. I mean, y'all, you know, it's you've been writing songs for a long time. We got numerous people in this band that have been writing songs for a long time, and so when you hit something good, you know it. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, when you hit something that's a little bit better than your normal, just off the top of your head, right... When you hit something that's real good, you know it, and we got a few of those, and it's going to be nice to put together some more with who we got, and you know what I mean, get down in a room together and really put something together. We got some good stuff, and it's going to be exciting to get that out to everybody.
That opens up this door. It's one thing I wanted to ask you about is, and you shared a little bit about it with me, but songwriting process, maybe not so much on the guitar end of things, but Sally Mae, and you shared a little bit about that story.
What it's about,
behind it, and like when you were sharing that, I was like, my mind was blown, and that made me...
That it went from that story to the song to what it came to, yeah.
That made me, like, appreciate that song a whole lot more.
Right.
Like a daily burner, because I was like, I know what Phil's talking about.
Right,
know?
Yeah, and it's so crazy that, you know, and that's, I don't know, because I'm not a... I guess I'm a little more deep of a person than, and so I like to write songs about real stuff. You know what I mean? And so,
it's dark.
And, yeah, you know what I mean. It is, and it just sounds like some raunchy blues. But in reality, it's like, hey man, this is this screwed up situation that more people ought to know about. You know what I mean? That they found 8 people and didn't identify but 3 of them and called it quits and said, okay, you know, deal with it. So it's stuff like that. You know, just. I don't know, but then again, I don't know. I just write songs about random stuff, because the one I'm kind of working on now is kind of about one of my friends crazy ass friends. You know what I mean? That I don't know them, but I know the stories that I've been told about them. And it's just, you know, it just kind of comes like, okay, these people are crazy as shit. I feel like they deserve some song. Some, you know? Like crazier than your average crazy.
But you know, the show in Ocean Springs was the first time that I'd heard you share the story behind Find the Road.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a cool jam, but it then, is, like, once again, when you know the story behind it, it's
it makes a little more sense when you find the road, because you're trying to find the road isn't what you're not finding the road because you don't know which road you should be on. You're finding the road because you don't know where the road is, because that might be the road or it might be the sky, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's a, you know, younger Philip did some wild stuff that might not always need to be on record, but you know, but
we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But what about, I mean, just when we'll take it over to the music side of things. Man, it's nice being able to work with you, and I'm humbled and honored to be able to play bass with y'all and Groove Johnson and Cosmic. But, you know, the way I introduced Johnny Havard last year at the first Porch Fest was Phillip's probably the best guitar player I know. And I know a lot of good ones. And, it wasn't like just a... But I think it's like it's work ethic, because I don't know anybody that works harder.
Right. Yeah. And that's the only way, because there's a lot of guys that are just naturally just. But I guess I kind of got like a natural music ability, but yeah, I really do put a lot of work into music as a whole. You know, I'm always thinking about it, or I'm always doing something with it and trying to. You know, so that's why I'm really excited to have this little break and to be able to sit down with all of us at the Gray House and write a song. Can you imagine what me, you, Hunter, and Matt can come up with as far as songwriting abilities? If we can all sit together, let's just brainstorm on this piece of paper. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're all writing songs independently, but when we can, this will be the first opportunity we've had to all get together.
That's the thing is, I think it was Sid after our show at Oso. He was like, "Man, that Cosmic Gravy is something else." He's like, "I just met Hunter, but he's like, y'all got so many weapons in that band, and y'all ain't even using them yet."
Yeah. And ain't no telling, you know, we might have more than we even realize. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the sky, I've played a lot of music, but the sky's the limit for Cosmic Gravy, for sure. Because, you know, there's that, we bring that element of love to it, too. You know, we really enjoy what we're doing, so the crowd really enjoys watching us do what we're doing. And then on top of that, it's really good music. And then on top of that, it's, you know, this well-written original, well-put-together original song that, you know, drags you into it, and you know what I mean. And there's a long way to go, but I feel like we're headed in the right direction.
I got three questions to walk this thing out the door.
Yeah,
I just imagine like you're talking to Diesel, like someone who calls and from time to time to ask for guitar advice.
Yeah,
and just as you said, someone at 16 years old getting their first guitar and sitting up in the bedroom till 3 when they got home from school. Even if you're not innately talented or it just doesn't come naturally, like obviously it's like just keep putting the time in, keep practicing, don't give up.
Like I said, I was just this athlete, you know what I mean? I was just this athlete kid who was grew up playing with baseball in his hand, and you know what I mean? And it's like, if it's something you love doing, you'll put the effort into it without realizing it, you know what I mean? You'll learn, like look, you started doing a podcast and then look at this, you know what I mean? And you didn't even realize it. You just were adding a skill here, adding a mixing ability here,
Now we're making a record.
Yeah, and now you're doing come on. And making another one. Yeah. You know what I mean? And now we're gonna do the same with Cosmic Gravy, what I mean? We're gonna put our collective knowledge together and put up something good.
I'm excited about that, because you and I both have like very different views when it comes to like recording
so
and
combined,
producing.
You know, yeah. Combined. And that's the good thing about Cosmic Gravy, we all have the right attitude. We all have our own egos and stuff, and that's okay, because you gotta have that confidence, man. Mm-hmm. Or you're not gonna you gotta display confidence on stage, or you know, you're just up there. It depends on what you want to do with it, but you gotta try to be confident. You know what I mean? And so we all have that confidence, but we all also have the ability to compromise and to come, you know what I mean, and to not, you know, okay, man, Philip, you need to quiet down. You know what I mean? Okay.
And
you know
being able to say that without you getting butthurt, though.
Right, and nobody in the band has the problem of getting their feelings hurt. and not want. We're all about the overall sound, and it's you know, nobody's about themselves because we all can play solo. If we want a show to be about ourselves, if I want a show to be about me, I'll book a solo show. If you want a show to be about you, you book a solo show. Same thing with Hunter. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when we understand when we're playing together with Gravy, it's about the sound. It's about the band. It's about the music as a whole. You know.
That's right.
And we all like each other so much, and we all get along so well that it just shines through in the music, you know, because everything is fun to us. Set break is fun to us. We're over there hanging out, you know, having a good time with each other. It's all smiles, and, you know, the only stressful time is sound check time, and I think that's for any band, but you know what I mean? But after that, we're hugging and kissing all night, so
that's it. And I'll never forget, like, the first time that Diesel run sound, and, like, we were on the way home from the Orange Beach. And he was like, I just wanted to bring it up. I wanted to apologize to you. And I was like, for what? He was like, I cut your bass down. And I was like, that was the right thing to do.
It's the right move. It's the right move. Yeah, I told him that straight up. If you cut my guitar down anytime, if it's the right move, it's the right move. I don't, you know what I mean?
You're not going
to
offend me, dude.
Right. I'm not trying to put the fact that I want to sound good over the fact that this band needs to sound good. You know what I mean? I could, if you can hear me, that's cool. You know what I mean? And if you can't, You can see me, you know what I mean? Hell, we'll do something. I ain't worried about it. Yeah. I'll pull out a didgeridoo and play that something.
And so, like, question two, just like, I guess, was the first band that you were in, was it Blackwater?
Darkwater?
Darkwater? Yeah,
first actual band.
So, like, just advice for those who are trying to create a band. Maybe they've had a couple of failed starts. Like, what advice, and I think we've probably already answered it, but what advice would you give as far as, like, coming up with, like, the winning recipe or whatever that looks like?
Versatile guys. Guitar players that can play bass, a drummer that might could play guitar. You know what I mean? Because they have a better feel for the overall music. You know what I mean? Like you're a singer-songwriter that is playing bass. So mm-hmm. you already have the feel that Hunter's, you understand what he's doing, and you know you can play some leads, you understand what I'm doing. You got a good sense of rhythm, so you can understand what Matt, you know what I mean? If you catch a guy that's done nothing his whole life but play by himself, and you get, it's going to be a little learning curve. You need versatile musicians who are musicians, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's more to music than being a guitar player in there or a drummer or you know what I mean? Like I can't play drum set that well, but if you give me hand percussion, I tear it up all night. You know what I mean? Because I have the same understanding of rhythm. I've played with a drummer for a long time. I've picked up things off of him, you know what I mean?
Matt was telling me the story about I guess it goes back to Josh Sessom. Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
I wanna have you on the podcast one
day. Come on,
listen.
Josh.
But like, there were times during that period where Josh would sit down on drums.
And Matt would
come out on guitar.
Yeah, it would be me and Matt playing, what would we do? Born on the Bayou. We did something into Born on the Bayou. We'd run them together. And it would be Matt. I can't remember what the other song was. Might have been Wish You Were Here and Born on the Bayou. We would do with Matt on guitar. Matt is a very competent guitar player. You know what I mean? And I
like to hear Matt play.
Yeah, and just like even back then,
I don't mind hearing him sing.
We didn't realize
either.
How good we had it starting out, but, you know, Cody could play guitar and bass and sing, and you know what
Shout
I mean?
Shout out to the jockeys.
Yeah, you have the jockeys, Cody Mason, Matt's twin brother. And then so Josh could play drums, Josh could play guitar, you know what I mean? And then you had Matt who could play guitar and bass and drums. He's the drummer in the band. Then you had me, you know, I can play guitar, and at the time I could play bass and I could play harmonica. I was just kind of getting into it, but... back then, but you know, we were all versatile enough musicians that we had a good idea of music, and I think that's really important to have like a solid musical idea and not just from a guitar player's perspective or a drummer's perspective, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's been my latest thing. And so, number three to walk it out the door is social media plugs. Tell all the good people if you want, like. Bentonia Blues Festival.
Right.
Groove Johnson.
Blue Front Cafe.
Cosmic Gravy. Where to find it?
Jimmy Duck Holmes, all that. Well, you know, Cosmic Gravy on Facebook, Instagram. I think we're on TikTok.
Are we?
Yeah, I think so. I think somebody somewhere managing a TikTok. I don't have
TikTok. I'm not doing that.
But, you know, Cosmic Gravy. Groove Johnson's on the Facebook and the Instagram and all that, and then you know all of us individually are. You do a little digging, you can find out who's in each one. You go give the Blue Front Cafe a like and do a little supporting of that place to keep it alive. If you're feeling
please
you know,
come
if
out.
You're feeling generous and We know that that's the oldest juke joint left, and the as the history in that place is insane, and it's already historical. You know, got the historical marker and everything, or it's got the blues marker. They need to get it a historical site. Needs to be worked on, maybe. I don't know how all that works, but
I'm glad I've been doing some documentarian work there.
Yeah, it's but yeah, go get the festival like Jimmy Duck Holmes, you know, he's the man, so give him some help. All these places, go look at where we played at, man. Go look at all the places, they've been great, you know, go give them a like. The Keg, Oso is amazing.
The Blue Canoe,
Dave's Dark Horse and Starfall, you guys are cool. You guys are great, man. Y'all were really awesome to us. The Julep Room down in Ocean Springs, awesome place. You know what I mean? We've had a great time everywhere we went. So
and you had a bad time.
And Natchez tomorrow, and we're gonna enjoy that one too. So and then we're gonna reload and come back better.
Well, dude, you got to get set up.
I got to.
Philip, thank you so much. We're
right
out
on
here,
brother. Peace out, you, man.
The blues got beavin', make you high. And move a blue sky. Ride the blue sky. And we up high. And we up high.
Time inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.